that was sore than the one that was whooping. Mm-hmm. I ain't got, I wasn't lying about that $10. When Alvin Horn was pastor of Blue Eye Church, he was one of the biggest in the world.
So you think the Ku Klux Klan was good for starting out, or?
Yeah, I think it was all right then, but they got to work. They had to do what they wanted.
It's either their way or no way?
Yeah. And well, they like they got people, sorry people do it in now, then they're trying to whoop.
See, they would go after, like, what you call deadbeat dads. So they'd go after men that beat their wives and kids and didn't feed them, didn't work and feed them. Well, the Ku Klux would go with them.
Straight, tell them straighten up.
This is white people, one black.
Buffalo Mama Tree. And, but then they got...
Now you got a bunch of trash.
Bunch of
Hebrew.
Any of them around here ever get hung?
Yeah, not anybody hung?
Not to my knowledge.
I know the only one we ever heard about was the one that got shot.
That was, he lived right this side of the field, said, on 78.
And the Ku Klux Klan shot him?
Yeah.
What was what'd you say he did?
I don't know what he done.
Oh, you don't know what he did?
But I know a lot of them was in that, and that.
You see, Mama used to say he was a... Mama used to say that this man used to... had the reputation of beating his wife. Not beating her and her and the kids, but beating
her. I don't know. There's the wrong man. They didn't... That's the man they're supposed to have been going to.
They killed the brother, didn't they?
I don't know. I know his name was hers.
Did you care anything about when the stock market crashed?
Didn't know nothing about it. I wasn't hardly old enough to know nothing to care about the stock market. I wasn't about...
You wasn't sick, never mind.
That's right.
I'm sure you didn't care about the stock market.
I didn't care about no stock market.
But y'all always had food.
Yeah, now we always had plenty to eat.
They had always raised vegetables. And
we had plenty of garden stuff, and we had the... Always had meat. Very few days we didn't have meat.
And I can remember Mama telling us that even though the Depression took place, like a lot of people had no food. They didn't suffer that way because Papa always had
no
food.
We always had plenty to eat.
So when you were in high school, you played sports. What did you think about whenever the first black was integrated into baseball? Willie Mays?
No, it's old. Robinson, Frank Robinson.
What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't think they ought to, but they did. So. But he was a good ball player. He deserved it.
So you think he deserved a shot at it?
Yeah.
How did everybody react to it?
They didn't. Down hill, see, it was way off up. No, up where the major leagues is. That's up. Well, he might even. And what do I know? We didn't pay no attention. Well, no television looked at him much then. No,
they had a radio and maybe a newspaper every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a whole lot of radio.
I heard that man give an interview though, and he said him and his family lived in torment after he agreed to play and started playing. They would do all kind of stuff to his house, and his family threatened to kill him. And
all right, let's see. Did y'all raise cotton around here? Or
cotton, corn.
Did y'all sell cotton and corn, too?
Yeah. No, we didn't sell no corn. I had to feed that to the mules.
So cotton
was your cash crop.
So y'all made y'all's living based on farming, right?
Farming, and then we always had outside work we had to do. A lot of people did. Like I said, we kill hogs, and we pop always to haul logs and stuff like that. I hauled lumber and logs town when I was 15 years old. Didn't even have a driver's license. Couldn't get, I went over. Then I got my driver's license. I hauled a load of lumber to town.
That's why so many people was jealous of the Vincent family.
Oh, Highway Patrol, he gave him a test. I hooked up there in that truck. He had to have something driving, so yeah. He said, go get it. Then that log truck. He said, just took my load along the town. I said, yes. said, who drove it? I said, I did.
Did you get a ticket or nothing?
No, I got my license.
You got your license?
That's what it was for, to take my test to get my license. But now, he started going his route, but we didn't get down to First Street. He said, oh, hell, turn around, let's go back.
You could drive.
You could
drive
that big lumber
truck around. I guess you could.
Yeah. Let's see. Pop had got his foot messed up. He couldn't drive. I hauled logs and lumber. All that stuff.
Hauled Papa's foot.
Got it caught between two logs. Mashed his toe just flat as a knife blade.
So, whenever you got married and had kids, Did they go to Lincoln schools too?
Yeah.
Where you live? They live here
all their
life?
All three of them finished at Lincoln.
Any of them go on to college?
Connie and, well, Shannon went to a business school, mm-hmm. graduated. Mm-hmm.
That's in Birmingham, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did Connie go?
University, Alabama.
She graduated, right?
Yeah.
What kind of degree did she get?
Yeah, she's in a $1 million band too.
Played
trumpet.
She's let's see, she got a
master's
degree, didn't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got a master's degree in education. Now I give every one of them all the schooling they take.
Yeah.
Kenneth wouldn't go to none of it.
I wouldn't either. I can't
come.
Linda wouldn't either.
But he'd be the first to tell you. He had his chance.
Yeah.
We done without. I mean, what we didn't do without? Nothing we had to have. We done out things we that would like to have. Mm-hmm. But when Connie got out of school, she didn't know one nickel on her education.
That's good,
too. Paid it as it went. Yeah, because now most about all of them have to, in a way.
Yeah, the way they got it set up
now. No way around it, hardly.
They got it set up where there's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And go up every year.
And go up every year.
Did you ever have to pay a poll tax?
No.
To vote?
No. The reason I didn't have to pay a poll tax, I was in service. I got out of service.
Really? I know that's the way they kept a lot of poor whites and blacks from voting.
They still ought to have to pay them. I mean, I'm really showing off that. But now, servicemen, ex-servicemen all, they didn't have to pay them. In fact, I was registered to vote. See, I wasn't old enough to vote, but I was registered to vote, and I was in France.
Dang.
The sheriff. Asked him Pop about it. Pop told me he said he'd be home and all, and Earl Howell had me fixed where I could vote when I got home. Because I got home in February, and you know, in the spring they had, but now that's, I never did have to go register. He done had everything fixed, but he was wanting to vote
because poll tax kept a lot of kept blacks away from the polls and kept a lot of poor whites away from the polls.
Well, they could have paid it if they wanted to. It wasn't $3 a year.
Yeah.
That's the reason I say they ought to have to. Seeing it that way, if they didn't, I mean, if they didn't, couldn't vote and all, they couldn't sit on a jury.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, God, I used to have to sit on the jury every year. Either the fall or the spring session. Arthur would get one and I'd get the other. We'd have to go every year.
Was it criminal?
Anytime. Sometimes it's criminal, sometimes anything. I mean, you don't know what. I sat on some dangers down there.
Remember, go ahead.
What kind of case did you hear?
A lot of them. I mean,
what's one that stuck in your mind, though?
Well, one of them was trying to sue the railroad because her husband got killed. Uh-huh. And they offered, the railroad offered her a real good settlement. No, her and that lawyer, they wanted more. She was a young woman. Good looking woman.
Had she had her husband get killed on the railroad?
Tried to beat the train across the track. I mean, that's down here at Twin and Chillersburg. Where was that? I know some of them wanted to sell past. She had black dress on. Dress full whip, you know, setting up that. And had that. And some of them wanted to just give her whatever the conscience. I thought, oh, I said, they give her more. She said, I said, the railroad can't hit because he's running that.
Trying to beat the train.
We ended up like I wanted it, give them what the railroad, what they had offered her, which was more than enough. I mean, not that the man's life was any value. You couldn't put no value on a man's life. But he brought it on himself. He said he could see the train a long ways, but he tried to beat it across the track.
I bet that's how most of them still get killed, trying to beat the train.
She was a car.
Car?
The one I liked the most, I don't know, it was old, it was just a guy trying to sue him nothing on a wreck. And the man that they was trying to sue, he was sitting still. And this bunch out of Gaston, they two men, they had big shots, turned off and run into him. Well, there's old Howard McClellan. He had a lawyer, but he didn't need that. He just bald-headed as mud. But he's a whole lot shorter, but he's fat. And when he went up there, his lawyer was old Hubbard. And he got, when he went up to get in the chair, you know, the stand, he had his hat, and he didn't lay it down. When he got up there to it, he just sailed it over in the corner. Well, me and Billy Sullivan, Billy was a judge, and we knew him. And Billy got to laughing, and I got to laughing. He didn't. He just went sailed it in there, and it started to mess. His lawyer knew it, I said that to him. They got to trying to mess him up. What happened was up at Plum Springs, coming off Mud Street.
I know what it is.
And he told them two big shot lawyers, oh, you wouldn't believe me. He called them Bub. That's all he did on call. What's that, Bub? They get you, Bub. And Bill Sullivan said, I'm fine, sure. But he won his case. And then I was on one. I would like to go to federal grand jury, too. I was up in the Cape. Stayed up for 2 weeks.
Is that criminal?
No,
is that murder?
There wasn't no murder in there. These places where, I mean, these cases where they're trying to sue somebody, what that is. You little old two-bit lawyers. That's what's the matter of the world. A lot of it. These lawyers can't get nothing now.
So what do you think about politics today? And the way they do the military and all that mess?
Politics is as rotten as it can get.
Think so?
Too many people wanting something for nothing. In that.
Yep. So you still think we should have poll taxes?
Yeah. I really do.
Well, it's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
And the money would go for what now?
I forgot what to use it for, but it was used in the counties.
I remember poll tax.
I really think it ought to, people ought to have to pay them.
Did y'all vote for that fire amendment last week?
That what?
That fire amendment thing. To get the money to the fire, volunteer fire departments.
No, I didn't.
No, them amendments, I didn't understand. I walk around them.
They were very confused.
So do you still believe in prohibition? Think we should do away with alcohol, period? Or
yes, sir.
Think so?
I think no way I'll approve alcohol.
Think we should do away with it.
I ain't got no use for it.
Did you hear that California voted in marijuana?
Yeah, I've been seeing that. Well, another state has, out in the West.
Is it just for medical people?
They voted for one thing, they're going to use it for everything.
It's supposed to be for medical purposes.
One in Colorado? Colorado, I believe it was.
At least Colorado said on the news.
I believe it was Colorado. I know it's out in one of the Midwest.
Well, if it starts, it's going to go filtering the rest of them.
Oh, but yeah.
What did you think about Clinton the other day saying that he was going to, he's thinking about appointing a Republican to serve on his, what do you call it?
He's wanting to get some things through. Well, I don't see no reason not to. I look at that, and as far as me, I ain't care nothing about a Republican or Democrat either one. I look at the man.
Yeah.
You're
going
to have to have help on both sides anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Both parties.
What they call it, his cabinet.
Yeah, his cabinet.
He's going to think about appointing one or two.
The young one ain't come home.
Which one?
Ash.
Who's gone together?
Well, she's at church. Little Crump's gonna bring her by. See, he goes to church over there. So they was having church with, I believe it's Eden Baptist, together tonight. And then they usually do something. She told me she didn't know what time, and I didn't know what. And so I thought, she said, well, maybe I can get to, what is it, Marty?
Mm-hmm.
And she called him. They said, yeah, they've told Connie and him before. Anytime, they'd be bringing her anytime, you know, when they couldn't go. Lori carried her. Lori was going to church with her, and then she was going on to Tuscaloosa.
So what are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
Yeah.
X-Laxing.
Taking it easy.
Yeah. I ain't doing a whole lot. Yes, I do. Really? Ain't nobody got the job I got.
What's that?
That's right.
Cootin' Sis.
He takes care of
sisters. That's
his
job.
That's a job in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't have no problem. Because you know why? I tell them what I think.
Yeah. Only you can do that, though. Probably.
Well, that's just about
it. Where would Blue Eye Church be without you?
Well, it'd be up
there. Might be empty, though.
There ain't no church can depend on one person.
Yeah. Well, how many does what you do?
Not many.
And not draw a salary for it. Put it that way.
So you're just enjoying life right now?
Well, as much as a person can.
All right.
I ought to start running around, I guess.
She's a wild woman.
Well, that wouldn't be enough. That'd be the least problem in the world.
You had one kind of looking at you for a while.
One? Which one you talking about?
How many?
Which
Vince
one?
Just told me one.
Oh, you talking about, she talking about Elma.
Uh-huh.
That's still on.
Huh?
Ask her, is that still on?
Oh, make me no difference. No, Evelyn, now Evelyn, she's a nice person.
She's nice.
But yeah. Now, I knew her. I talked to her a lot before Bones died.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the night we come home from when Millie died, wasn't 30 minutes of that woman was yelling some stuff.
I know. She nearly knocked the door down coming in.
But now she was out of the way with everybody. Anybody around here died, she's out of the way.
She still lives down here?
Yeah, but she's married. I lost that.
Somebody beat your time on that one?
No, I could have shut him out anytime I wanted to.
No, I didn't know Joe.
Well, no, you could.
I thought I'd bring that plate of food in here to you. We were trying to get it in the kitchen. And yeah. She went,
Well, she told me when my trailer burned. She stopped out there a lot of mornings on the way to work, not walking.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that night. She said, I got the full bedroom, but you can have either bed in there. That's absolutely the truth.
I believe it. There
you
go.
No. I ain't no just trying to replace what I have.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't out there.
No.
Okay. No, I mean,
I see where David gets his ways. David is just like y'all are.
But there ain't nobody out there like she is. And you'd be surprised at the people at the church that said they didn't know nobody could be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know they could miss nobody. That's the individual talking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they did her.
She was a real active worker.
She was always there, no matter what. Mm-hmm. She was there.
Yep. But you know, another thing, it ain't never been a better woman than Millie was.
No, she was almost like Big Mama.
She was as much like Big Mama as a person to me. Mm-hmm. I had somebody tell me that the other day.
When I think back on her, she was just about as much like Big Mama, maybe more so than Big Mama's own daughters, except for Sis now.
What you mean, Sis?
She thinks she's Big Mama made over.
Sis ain't Mama's little friend. No. I mean, showing up.
She's not, but she thinks she is.
Sis is a good woman.
Yeah.
Sis is a nice woman.
Yeah, she's a boss.
But she's not Big Mama.
No. Maybe it was more like
Big Mama.
Anybody
that was
Sis
will
tell you that.
Yeah.
Sis will tell you quick. She never did count Millie as a sister-in-law.
No, most of them didn't.
I think they all looked at her more like a sister.
Well, she could do more with Papa than anybody else.
Yeah.
All right, son, I'm going to cut this off for you.
She wanted to run out of
state. Thank you for talking with me.
Yeah.